Running a business is a lot of work. Luckily, I've got a great partner.
Oh, I thank you.
I meant U.S. Bank.
I knew that.
U.S. Bank Business Essentials is a huge help to us.
Totally. Their comprehensive point-of-sale system does it all. Tracks inventory, manages schedules, customizes orders.
Plus, all the regular banking stuff.
If only it could make coffee.
Nah, that's your job.
From point-of-sale to quick loans, we have many ways to make your business boom. That's what U.S. Bank is for. U.S. Bank. We'll get there together. Equal housing lender member FDIC.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Ukraine. I welcome Paul Gregory of the Hoover Institution, writing most recently at Real Clear World and other distinguished publications about Ukraine, here on the 100th anniversary of WOR, my flagship station in New York, to announce the hard news about the war start in Ukraine, a war start in Europe, a war start that we never expected to see, but here it is upon us. And Paul has been writing carefully about this tragedy these last years. And he has an article at Real Clear World right now that points to how the propaganda presentation called TASS in Moscow has been anticipating the moves by the Russian military and security services over these last days. But right now, Paul is going to bring us to a point that hasn't happened yet, but from his information is next. It's logical about how the Russian authorities will use the people in Donetsk and Luhansk, these two rebellious parts of the Ukraine sovereignty. Paul, a very good evening to you. What are you anticipating next now that we're told that the Russian forces are in Donetsk and Luhansk, two cities to the east of Ukraine? What will they do next? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John. I would say I need to begin with the fact that yesterday Putin recognized Luhansk and Donetsk, the LDR and that's their initials, as independent states. There was a question as to whether they would be incorporated directly into the Russian Federation. But as of yesterday, Putin recognized them as independent states. He also recognized them as in danger of mass murder and slaughter by Ukrainian troops who are neo-Nazis and hate anyone who speaks Russian. This was something long planned by Putin, who figured that he needed to cross the Ukrainian-Russian border without actually crossing it in the minds of some, because the troops that he has sent in, supposedly for humanitarian reasons, are crossing into Donetsk and Luhansk. And it is claimed, well, we already control those anyway, so we've not crossed any border. So it's quite logical what's going on. And the West is not quite clear what to do about this. Has Russia invaded or has Russia not invaded? So this is very clever because Putin has Ukraine encircled from three sides, and it was unclear where he would move first. We now know where he's going to move first, which is this action in the two breakaway republics, which now claim to be independent.
But the next step is the one that's most challenging. On the 18th, TASS reported Russia checking report about mercenaries for Donbass from Kosovo, Albania, and Bosnia-Herzegovina. Mercenaries were also being recruited to participate in conflicts that are stoked by countries, including the United States. That was the TASS report on the 18th, anticipating to make the case that mercenaries are being brought in to attack these rebellious republics. Who is going to resist these so-called mercenaries? Where's the fight?
Well, the true battle will be as follows. The recognition of the independence of these two republics is a very interesting thing that Putin has done. What he has done is to recognize the old boundaries of Donetsk and Luhansk. About one third of that territory is currently occupied by the Ukrainian forces. So we now have a standoff between Russian tanks and equipment and personnel opposite the built-in or dug-in Ukrainian army. So this is where the war is beginning. It's probably underway as we speak. The Russian practice is to put these men and boys from the factories on the front line. In fact, they call them our meat. So they put them on the front line. They absorb the casualties, and then they are backed up by Russian troops. So in my mind, this is an extremely important test case for this whole adventure. If the Ukrainians can hold their positions and inflict casualties, Putin may think about going further. If they roll over, Putin, who knows what the limits are.
So let me understand. They've recruited volunteers from Donetsk and Luhansk who are not soldiers. They're volunteers. They put them in the front lines against the so-called mercenaries from outside. And these boys will said to be suffering casualties so that the Russian military needs to rescue them. And by rescuing them, they will launch an attack against the third of these republics that is now being held by Ukrainians. Is that all correct, Paul?
Exactly correct.
Mariupol is said to be a critical city. It's to the south of Donetsk and Luhansk. Donetsk and Luhansk can be reached from Russia without crossing Ukrainian borders. However, Mariupol is a large port city to the south. Mariupol was the target of the original fighting in 2014, 2015, but it never fell. Do you expect, Paul, that the Russian forces will be aiming for Mariupol after they secure the front lines in Donetsk and Luhansk?
This obviously will be their target. It is the center of Ukraine's metallurgical industry. It is a major port. This would basically emasculate the Ukraine economy if they succeeded in taking Mariupol. So it's clear that that Ukraine must put up the whatever fighting forces they have and fighting will they have right this minute, because in a week, if they roll over, it will all be over.
Paul, do you anticipate that the Russians have already infiltrated Mariupol and the other parts of Ukraine in the path with provocateurs, saboteurs, double agents? Is that routinely part of the Russian offensive?
It is part of the Russian offensive. There is the hidden part, which we don't see. There's the open part, which we see. For example, I was watching right before our conversation a demonstration in Kharkiv, which was a pro-Russian demonstration. So the provocateurs are organizing demonstrations. The demonstrations are against the government in Kiev, saying the government in Kiev is illegitimate, that Ukraine is not actually a country. It's always been part of Russia. So these open provocateurs are as dangerous as the hidden provocateurs.
And this report of mercenaries from Kosovo, from Albania, from Bosnia-Herzegovina, is that credible, Paul, or is that just Russian propaganda?
No, I mean, if you look, I read recently that there were something like 5,000-10,000 foreign fighters. There's the doorbell. There were 10,000 to 15,000 foreign troops in Ukraine, and some of them would be from the Balkans.
Paul, my impression is that the target for the Russian provocations and predation is the government in Kiev, Mr. Zelensky's government, and that the idea here is to remove that government or have it removed or fall or flee. Is that too grand a goal for Putin, or is that war end?
That is Putin's goal. It's not grand. As far as he's concerned, it is within sight. Russia and Putin have had their differences with virtually all the elected presidents of Ukraine, with the exception of Yanukovych. So the hope is that the Ukrainian people will blame Zelensky for the failure to deal with Russia, that he will be removed from office and they'll put in someone who is friendly to Russia, and then Putin will have what he wants.
Right.
And we will perhaps have what we want in the sense that the threat to attack Kiev will be off.
Paul Gregory of the Hoover Institution, writing most recently of the Ukraine crisis. This is 100 years of WOR, my flagship in New York, broadcasting the hard news. I'm John Batchelor.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Today with Amazon Business, Shannon Stuckey of Walburn Woodworking helped her team buy 63 circular saws.
Okay, Andy, take it easy.
Now she uses her time to focus on growing something big. Buy smarter, dream bigger. Visit Amazon Business, your partner for smart business buying.
Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino online.
I was only playing for fun, so winning was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's favorite free online social casino. You too could have the chance to win life-changing cash prizes. Absolutely anybody could be like Mary. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and play for free now. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice in the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of the winner.